From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The area of the U.S. along the border with Mexico is one of the least internet-connected areas in the country. A map from the Federal Reserve shows fewer than 60% of homes in Texas border counties have access. TPR tech reporter Paul Flav visited the border city of Far, which is working to reverse this.
When Brandon Marquez has a research paper, he hunkers down in the school library. It closes at 5. Then his mom drives him 20 minutes to the Far Public Library, where he can work on a computer until it closes at 9:30. After that, he heads to a fast food restaurant with free Wi-Fi.
When you have, like, limited time, I mean, you have to just go quickly. And sometimes you don't do the work correctly. So, I mean, that's, like, a disadvantage.
Marquez, a junior, gets good grades despite being one of the tens of thousands of students along the border without internet access in their homes, something district officials say is vital. 55% of homes in this area have broadband internet access, so the city of Far is connecting 50 students' homes to broadband internet for free as a pilot project. Ultimately, the city plans to construct a fiber optic network to its buildings at an estimated cost of around $5.5 million. The plan is to then expand their free Wi-Fi program or lease it to low-cost internet providers for low-income communities. Jordana Barton works in community development for the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. It partnered on the project with FAR to create a stronger business environment.
This is actually an area where we could intervene and have a major impact on every area of development.
Much of the border is made up of impoverished neighborhoods with substandard housing. Some areas lack paved roads, water, and indoor plumbing. Barton says access to the internet means access to health services, banks, and education. Drew Lentz's company, Frontera, was hired to install the service for the free pilot project, but he says it's been hard signing people up.
For whatever reason, it might be their immigration status. Maybe there's a language barrier that can't be bridged.
FAR is making progress, though. Dozens of families are connected. Organizers hope the community will be a model to connect the hundreds of thousands along the border. 30 minutes west, the city of Alton recently proposed a free community Wi-Fi program. In Far Texas, I'm Paul Flav for Marketplace.